As seasons change, so does music. With the end of summer upon us, music commentator Michelle Mercier has some recommendations for saying goodbye to the warmest season.
I heard this song on the radio the other day, The Beach Boys, All Summer Long. The song says farewell to summer, but it does more than that. It also more or less marks the end of the group's fun, sun, and surf style. The Beach Boys' earlier 60s summer songs had catchy beats and easy hooks. All Summer Long, from 1964, is a little less eager to please, more introspective, with richer harmonies. You can almost hear leaves changing color in the music, on its way to the inventive brilliance of the group's 1966 record, Pet Sounds. But the musical perception of autumn as a time of loss goes way back to 19th century Russian popular music, at least. In 1876, a St. Petersburg magazine commissioned Tchaikovsky to write The Months, better known as The Seasons, a series of piano compositions written and published for each month of the year. July's selection had a little bounce, but Tchaikovsky indicated that October's autumn song should be played Andante Doloroso, or Sorrowful, at walking speed. And the song does step kind of sadly into the long Russian winter, though the grandeur of the music denies self-pity. This theme of fall's resigned sadness stuck in music, and today, more often than not, it's a showcase for some pretty maudlin stuff. Dar Williams' song, End of the Summer, is typically sentimental.
The summer ends and we wonder where we are, and there you go, my friends, with your boxes in your car. And you both look so young, and last night was hard, just said. You packed up every room and then you cried and went to bed.
On the other hand, this Buffalo Tom song refuses to sentimentalize the end of the season. But it doesn't use the theme of seasonal change to do anything musically unique either. So I was wondering, what are some other songs that, like the Beach Boys' All Summer Long, ease into the more ruminative months of autumn with a maturing musical style? I had to look back to the 60s for another example. Summer Wind was first recorded in the U.S. by Wayne Newton, but Frank Sinatra recorded the classic version in 1966 with a swinging arrangement by Nelson Riddle.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me.
You wouldn't believe a 30-year-old Sinatra on this song. By the mid-60s, he was 50, and his voice had aged and roughened. Even though the lyrics are remorseful, his ripened eloquence challenges the idea that the end of summer is a fall from grace. Sinatra's sadness often sounded masochistic, but on Summer Wind, it's majestic. This is Summer Soft from Stevie Wonder's 1976 record, Songs in the Key of Life. It wasn't really an innovation. Lots of Stevie's tunes have unusual forms, and in this one, opening verses lead unconventionally into a series of climaxing choruses. But just through the sheer strength of his voice, he makes a convincing case for taking the seasons in stride. After a subdued start, Stevie's voice rises in pitch with several key changes as the choruses cycle back and forth from fall to spring. With Stevie's incredible range, his voice remains full and rich as the melody climbs, symbolizing steadiness in any weather. I'd follow Stevie Wonder's voice anywhere, even into the sorrowful autumn of Tchaikovsky's Russia.
Music critic Michelle Mercer lives in Brooklyn, New York.